It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama recently joked in an NPR interview that for his 50th birthday, he wanted a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Well, today he turns 50, and he got that debt deal this week, though it wasn't exactly a gift. So he went to Chicago last night to pursue another birthday wish, a second term as president. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from the campaign trail.
It may not have been Marilyn Monroe singing to John F. Kennedy, but as birthday serenades go, you could do worse than movie star and Chicago native Jennifer Hudson.
Happy birthday to you.
2,400 people crowded into a hot, muggy ballroom as President Obama described what turning 50 means to him.
By the time I wake up, I'll have an email from AARP. Asking me to call President Obama and tell him to protect Medicare.
Medicare could be cut in the next round of deficit reductions. The president didn't talk much about the last round of negotiations that have occupied so much of his energy, saying simply, we don't have time to play partisan games.
It is going to continue to be challenging every single step of the way. But we can do it.
This is an important trip for the president. In the last month, he has not left the Washington, D.C. area at all. The debt talks forced him to cancel fundraisers in several cities, and that left millions of dollars for his reelection sitting on the table. And the crisis left some in his base feeling dispirited. Chris Varonis is a communications consultant in Chicago.
Personally, I think he's weaker. He came in on soaring rhetoric. A lot of goodwill. People were behind him. He got bin Laden. But for some reason, that doesn't seem to be translating into getting things done.
At the rally, the president tried to counter that perception by listing his accomplishments. But he recognized that the last 2 years have sometimes been frustrating.
And we knew the road ahead was going to be difficult, that the climb was going to be steep. I have to admit, I didn't know how steep the climb was going to be.
The climb may be getting steeper. Recent data show that the economy is improving slowly, if at all. And divided government makes accomplishing anything more difficult. Still, by the end of the speech, the crowd sounded fired up with an enthusiasm reminiscent of 2008.
It doesn't matter how tough a week I have in Washington, because I know you've got me, you've got my back. When I come to Chicago, when I travel across the country, I know we can't be stopped.
The rally was just one of three birthday-themed events last night. He also spoke at a small dinner where people paid more than $35,000 each. And he began the evening with a video conference addressing house parties across the country by computer. At the house party in Alexandria, Virginia, retired computer programmer Marlene Walker baked sugar cookies for the president's birthday.
Well, it was a 5 and a 0 that was decorated with the logo, Obama logo.
She says the president needs another 4 years to appoint more Supreme Court justices and to end the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy.
I mean, I'm disappointed things haven't, you know, happened as quickly, but I'm certainly not disappointed to the point that I, you know, would abandon the cause.
Back in Illinois, Chicago Sun-Times columnist Laura Washington says disappointment is to be expected.
I think the expectations are a huge part of the story. He set them so high, this whole change. We're going to change the way we do business in Washington. We're going to change this country forever. That was an impossible goal.
The president acknowledged that he has not lived up to everyone's expectations. He told the crowd last night, "When I said change we can believe in, I didn't say change we can believe in tomorrow." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.